You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, joins us for another Friday financial update on this Good Friday. Brian, a happy Good Friday to you.
You too, sir. Hope you're looking forward to a good weekend.
I am. Lots of folks are going to be out at University Stadium at 7:30 for the Sunrise Service. There'll be worship with Tim Timmons, who was part of the story in the new I Can Only Imagine 2 movie. He'll be leading worship with Calvary MSC and, of course, a message from Skip Heitzig. Everyone's invited out. Go to calvaryabq.com for details on that. But, yeah, it's a big weekend, and happy to be celebrating the resurrection. Brian, as we look at the climate of where we are with, you know, big headlines and some of that, including fluctuation in the market. And, you know, you have to wonder, you know, for some, they may be thinking, you know, man, you and I have talked about it. Hey, stay the course. But some, you know, consider, man, at what point, you know, how low does it need to go before I get out of the market and try to figure out something, you know, better, in way of investment. But, what thoughts do you have? I know you recently found some content you wanted to share.
Yeah, Steve, absolutely. And I think you positioned that well. That's how the average investor might look at a situation like this, is I see losses in my investments. I see my investments pulling back. And at what point is enough enough? You know, what's my limit before I break? And when I say break, what that usually looks like is someone taking some or all of their investments away from stocks where there's risk of loss and running to something that feels more safe. That could be money markets or cash investments or an annuity or something that has a guarantee that may not have the upside potential any longer. But what they're most concerned about after a 10 or 20 or 30% loss is just get me to safety, you know? And this is the tough part about investing, Steve, to be honest with you. This is the counterintuitive part, is the more the losses, the more you should ride it out based on history. And what I mean by that, Steve, is, you know, if you're looking at a 10% downturn, historically, the forward-looking return is positive after a 10% downturn, whether you look at the 1 or 3 or 5 year average. And if you get to a 20% downturn, when markets really get scary, it's still a positive outcome most of the time when you look at 1, 3, or 5 years later. But it's even a more positive return than after a 10% correction. And I'm pulling some of this data from a really wonderful blog post from a guy who might be my favorite financial writer, actually. His name is Ben Carlson. He runs a blog that I encourage people to follow. It's called A Wealth of Common Sense. And he's just been a fabulous writer. I think he's approaching 4,000 blog posts here. The key here, Steve, is actually the more the pain you feel in terms of like the down market, the less it makes sense to get out. And boy, that's a tough thing to reconcile in our, you know, fallen, broken human brains.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have resources like this with people who've really, you know, gotten down into the minutiae of, times like this, and to have those kind of stats to rely on. Now, ultimately, you and I both know our reliance should be in our Lord, obviously, you know, not count on anything we're doing with our finances. But of course, we can honor Him by following some of the things that He's instructed us in Scripture. And I know that, as a kingdom advisor, that's something that you and your staff rely on. Does any scripture come to mind when it comes to major drops in the market like this? You know, I know we're not at 20%, but you mentioned 10% drop in the market or 20% drop in the market. Mm-hmm. What comes to mind on looking at it through a biblical worldview lens?
Yeah, and Steve, we aren't at that kind of a loss, but I think the time to talk about a 20% drop and to make your decisions of how you'll respond is now, right?
Right.
You don't want to wait until you're in it. So I think it's great to position it the way you just did. You know, I don't have a specific verse in mind, but I think about every time in scripture when the word fear comes up, what comes after that, Steve? I think you probably know. You know, is it fear more or fear a lot or fear everything? No, it's fear not, right? It's, you know, we're not supposed to live out of fear. And what you're experiencing when a market goes down and you see your portfolio declining and you become concerned, people try to rationalize it. Oh, well, I know what's going to happen next, so I'm going to make this change and this change in my investments. But what's really driving that for most clients most of the time that we serve is some level of fear. And so God asks us not to live and to act out of fear. Now, if you've made a mistake in your portfolio, meaning that you've just taken far too much risk, you've been speculative, that's a little bit different, right? What we're talking about here is someone who's living through a downturn, who's invested like you or I in our retirement plans that are, we know are long-term and have a balanced approach. You know, in those cases, riding it out makes sense. If you've been speculating and you've invested in things that are maybe on their way to zero, that could be a different response, just to be clear. But for the average person who's participating in markets in a balanced and responsible way, losses are part of the experience. Fear is only going to hurt your results in terms of the decisions it's going to drive you toward. So, you know, staying rational can be difficult. And this is where having an advisor can be helpful. You know, having an objective third party who's going to say, I understand that you're emotional. I'd be surprised if you weren't. However, we want to make sure we make the right decision at this point. And that's where our value lies for many clients.
Well, we know that there is wisdom in a multitude of counselors. And weekly, we get the great insight from Brian Cochran and the team at John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. The Insights tab is a free resource available to you to go check out. Another, as we consider a multitude of counselors, is Ben Carlson. I think I got that right. A Wealth of Common Sense, his blog, where you'll find the posting that he put on today's content. But Brian, always appreciate your time and look forward to catching up again with our Friday financial update. Have a fantastic Easter weekend with you and yours.
Will do, Steve. God bless you.
You too. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.